David, your thoughts on tonight's Europa League game here at Windsor Park?
Delighted, pleased. Pleased with all aspects tonight. Pleased with the aspects of the way the players approach the game. We give them a lot of information Monday and Tuesday. The frustrating thing going into the Tushabin game last Tuesday was that we had seen little bits of them. So you're basically, you're planning on the go and you're planning as you play them at times at the minute, because the turnovers quite quickly and when you play. So we come back from obviously Rosenborg, we were straight away out again. It doesn't give you a lot of time and a lot of sort of planning to go through, but again, fair play to players last week. It wasn't our most polished performance, and certainly I knew the players were going to be better. We worked on quite a few things on Monday and Tuesday, and to their credit tonight, we from Andy Waterworth leading the line to Rowan as goalkeeper, I thought they were solid 8-9 out of 10 performances tonight, and so I couldn't be more pleased with the attitude of the players. We spoke, and I put it out on the press the other day, it's not very often as a manager or us as a club, we ask the supporters to come out and get right behind the players, because normally they do that. So credit to the supporters tonight, they were right behind the players from minute one, and they got a big performance out of their players tonight. It would have been nice to go on and we had two or three other opportunities, but you also have to be respectful that, you know, Tushabin, the champions for a reason, and you're not just going to steamroll our teams. But I thought what we had to do tonight was be solid, be professional, be organised. And when the opportunity arose, and Joel Cooper getting at their fullback to win the penalty, Andy Waterworth doing what he does, and slotting it home. So, you know, fair play to our players tonight. It was an absolute credit to manage them tonight.
Lots of character with the clean sheet, which must be pleasing, and the ability to see the game out against the team that showed last week that, you know, they're decent opposition.
Yeah, and it's important that you say about the clean sheet, because that's something that the players have talked about in the dressing room beforehand, that it's been a low given the opposition that we've played in some of our friendly games, and going to the Rosenborg, the two Rosenborg ties, that sometimes it's difficult to keep a clean sheet, but it was important tonight that we got back to our success, and the foundations of the success last year was built on a strong back four and a sound goalkeeper. So it's important that we got back to that tonight, and say for some of their possession that they had tonight, I don't think Rowan had to make too many saves. They had two or three decent opportunities. The one that we gifted them where he screwed wide, but apart from that, I don't think the openers, and again, that's a credit to players for not only being good solid defenders, but taking the information on board Monday, Tuesday, and relaying what we worked on tonight on the pitch.
You talk often about making history at this club, and you know, 1966-67, we're in a third round of European competition, and this is the first time, you know, since then that we've, you know, been at a third round of European competition. So this is what it's all about, isn't it? It's making history, making names for ourselves.
Tradition and history goes alongside when you mention Linfield Football Club. Either in Northern Ireland or outside of Northern Ireland, that everybody's well aware of the success and the history that any Linfield team have had over the 100 years or the 100 plus years that Linfield's been formed. So you're always sort of living, and again, I found it out quite quickly when you come here, no matter how successful you are as a team or a manager here at the time, there's always been a better team. People talk about, you know, the clean sweep years, which is great, you know, that they had that success. But I'm now speaking to the players, and we said last year, right, 11 years has been too long since Linfield won the League Cup. That was one ticked off for us last year. We've done that. We went and achieved that. Winning back the league title, having performed so poorly the season before, that was another tick to the players. But again, I'm always asking the players that not only are we trying to maintain our own standards in and around the dressing room, and include myself and the staff and everybody to do with the football club, that not only are we trying to maintain standards and keep standards the same, we're trying to improve standards. And I believe that the players are more than capable of raising the bar. And again, that's a phrase that we use tonight, that if you do want to go to the next level, these are the type of nights that you have to go and be professional, do the job, get through, and see what obstacles then Montenegro or the Cypriot team, whoever we were going to face. So we look forward to the challenge. We look forward to the challenge this year in the league, and say these players are in a good place at the moment. They've worked ever so hard in pre-season. They've been hugely committed with, again, difficult circumstances in terms of travelling and being away and again, coming off the back of tonight, by the time some of the players maybe get home tonight, the likes of some of the lads who are travelling for, it's basically Thursday morning by the time they're Friday morning, and we're back out again Sunday to go to Montenegro. But again, as a manager, I thrive on the challenge here. Everybody talks about the great teams. I want this team. I want these players. I want these players to be talked about in 15, 20 years' time. I say, what about this team? What about that team? They delivered, didn't they, when they needed to? And that's the achievements I want these players to go on and hopefully achieve in the next couple of years.
And when you get home on Thursday morning, you'll probably start watching videos of Montenegrin football. And, there must be a wee sneaky chance that we might just go there and get a result that keeps it interesting for the return leg.
Yeah, without sounding too presumptuous or arrogant, we've already done a little bit on the opponents that we will face. They're champions. They're champions for a reason. Montenegro as a country are, again, in and around the area where, they always have gifted footballers. So we know when we arrive in Montenegro next Tuesday night how difficult the task's going to be. You say, do we still believe? Absolutely. I believe even when we went to Rosenborg, when we're 2-0 down from the home leg, the first leg, that you're sort of thinking, football's football, anything can happen. The good thing is that us now going to Montenegro is that hopefully we can take the shackles off, go, play, be professional again, hopefully organise and discipline and come back to Windsor still in the tie the following Tuesday, and then again we'll be hopefully rallying the players, rallying the supporters to give us the opportunity and maybe belief that we can maybe edge through another round.
All the best for the travels to and from Montenegro, and I believe their supporters as we speak probably trying to get flights to Dubrovnik and all sorts of destinations. So we meet again next week.
Yep.
In an interesting far away destination with lots of heat, no doubt. It'll make it even more difficult.
Yes, absolutely. We look forward to it, Andy.
Cheers.
All right.